You're listening to Bit by Bit, June 29th, 2005. Hello and welcome. My name's Bob Sprankle. I am a teacher in Wells, Maine. I teach third and fourth grade, and I am starting this podcast. This is the very first podcast that I'm doing for Bit by Bit, and this came about because I've had a lot of people listen to the show that I produce for my class, which is Room 208 Podcast, and you can catch that over at bobsprankle.com. And people were asking, hey, give us some information, how do you do this, what are you using, things like that. So rather than write it all down, my plan is that I'm going to start a blog. And also, might as well do a podcast of talking about how things get done. Right now, school just ended last Friday, and almost a week ago. And I am sort of on vacation. I've got some things I've got to finish up and things that I'm doing. And starting all these other projects, this being one of them. So I am kind of letting this thing evolve and seeing where it goes. And the reason that I'm starting it tonight is because tonight is the tipping point. I am actually recording this on June 28th, but I don't think I'll actually post it till tomorrow. And I wanted to do it today because I just came home to feed the cat. I'm actually on vacation with my family. Came home to feed the cat and found out that, in fact, Apple has updated iTunes to 4.9. And what this means is that iTunes is now a podcast aggregator. You can actually subscribe to podcasts at the click of a button with iTunes. And I see this as the tipping point because this is what's going to make it accessible to the average user. Up until now, you needed to know a little bit about RSS feeds and how to subscribe to them and what software would be able to do that. Or you could be listening to podcasts right on the web. And I believe that iTunes, Apple having it in iTunes is actually going to just blow the top off of podcasting. I'm starting another project for a podcast, and it's going to be a kids show. And I went to some I want to pull some libraries in to it. And so I went and talked to a librarian just the other day, and I said, "Do you know what podcasting is?" And she had no idea. But by the end of the day, she had, you know, heard me, done some research, and figured it out. And I believe that by the end of the summer, everybody will know what podcasting is, and I attribute that to all kinds of things, but I think the big splash is today, iTunes becoming a podcast aggregator. So all kinds of things happening. My plan for this podcast is to try to keep it real short and hit specific questions that I can answer, or hopefully somebody out there can answer. I am finding my way along with everybody else who's doing this. I've made a lot of mistakes already. I just spent the past hour trying to reconfigure my my postings so that they work in iTunes, and I'm not even sure that I have it right. So I am kind of in the dark, but I do feel like I've picked up some good tips and also may know directions to point people in, and that's what I'm going to try to do with this blog and with this podcast. So, Windows or Mac, you should go out and get iTunes 4.9 today and start checking out some podcasts if you haven't done so already. You can find Room 208 on it. I'm unsure if we just showed up there or if I had put in a post to try to get it published. And there's some issues already. I'm not sure if I am putting together my RSS feed in the proper way for iTunes. And I've been relying on a site to create my RSS feeds. And if you don't know what RSS feeds are, don't worry, because, you know, down the pike, things are coming where it just gets easier and easier. And definitely with iTunes coming, it's going to be easy to subscribe to podcasts. But an RSS feed is an enclosure that is sort of like an address that would help your software go and find the latest issues of your podcast. So right now, I can see already that there's probably some issues with my Classroom's feed. And I think I'm doing it in a kind of a complicated way, and I'm still trying to figure that out. And I will report back to you as I get there. But I've been using a site called FeedBurner. I believe it's feedburner.com. I'll put a link on the show notes. And they've been wrapping my feed all by itself. And what I just saw on a site I'm going to talk about today is some additional things that you should do to your RSS feed so that it's iTunes happy, so that it actually can fit into iTunes well. And I have been putting off writing RSS code into to prepare my podcast and relying on feedburner.com, and I'm a little worried that I actually have to learn how to do this. And it's probably not that hard, but I've been just trying to save some time and have this other thing do it. So we'll see how that works out. But the site that I want to talk about, if you're interested in podcasting and you want to know how this is how this all plays out, I'm going to suggest that you go to Behind the Scenes. This is a show put out by Craig Patchett, and it's an excellent show, and I've learned a lot from listening to the show. I guess Craig puts out a bunch of shows on a Godcast network. So a lot of those are religious based, but this certainly is not. It's Behind the Scenes of How to Make a Podcast. And he is a trendsetter, it seems, with what he's doing. The thing that I really like is what he's doing right now is sort of taking it back to the roots. He's been running these shows called guerrilla podcasting and bringing it back to basic equipment and talking about how easy and inexpensive you can do this. On a recent show, he said $70 and you are up and running. You really don't need to spend more than that. You get the smallest size iRiver, and we'll talk about that in a future show, and a cheap microphone, and you are up and running. There's free software out there for Mac and PC, and you can create your own show. So he is really great. So I'll put a link. You go to godcast.com. You can find the Behind the Scenes show from there, and it's really fantastic. And I am going to wrap it up. I'm going to try to keep these really short. I see I'm at 8 minutes already. And what I'd like people to do is just email questions, and I will try to either answer them in my small amount of knowledge that I have on this, or I will try to have other people answer them. And so give me some email at bitbybitpodcast@gmail.com. I'll have a link on the show notes. Go to the website, which is at bobsprankle.com. You'll see my kids show, their podcast, Room 208, and you'll see a link there for teachers. I kind of see this blog and podcast as sort of like a behind-the-scenes show, but I'm going to try to focus on what teachers need, what teachers are doing, and hopefully not just stay with the technology part, but try to find out how people are changing their instruction in their classroom with and without technology. So stay tuned, and I'll try to get a show up whenever I can. That's going to be my schedule, I think, and I look forward to hearing from you.